What's up, rock stars? It's another weekly update for you guys. Looking so forward to this. Really, really do. I know I say that a lot. I just love talking to you guys. And I feel like there's a less barrier of entry here because it's just audio, right? So it's a little bit easier to edit. But I can also just, like, really just talk. And I really appreciate that because I feel more like it's like an actual chat with you guys. And I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I don't know how you guys view this versus like one of my videos. If there is a difference for you, I'd be curious to hear. I feel like I talk a lot, even more plain than I normally do. That's not to say I'm watching my words. I probably don't do as much as I should on the channel. Because to me, I feel like, you know, like when you talk to your friends or your family, or if you have a significant other and you're talking to them, right? You can just kind of plainly say stuff and they know you're not like trying to attack them, right? They know that, you know, you're not like going after them. You're just having a chat. And so you talk hyper casually. And I guess that's how I view it in my head, but maybe I have a different view of you guys than you have as me. I don't know. And maybe this is the wrong group to ask this. Maybe I should say this on YouTube. I'm not going to, but you get what I'm saying. But then every now and then, even when you're talking to your significant other, right? Like if they're like, hey, I'm really self-conscious about this. What do you think? You know, while you can obviously just say stuff casually, you do need to think about what you say just because you want to make sure that you're not going to like come across the wrong way or offend them or something like that. And in case you hadn't noticed, and I've talked about this, I think, in my YouTube video, just my last news video even, but with the poem and everything, like, I don't know. I need to get better at that part, right? I just talk like, you know, oh yeah, you know, it's blah, blah, blah or whatever. And I just, you know, I'm not coming at it like some attack mode hound dog kind of thing. I'm just chatting with you guys. But here, especially, I really enjoy it. Like it's really, really great to do. So at least I get a lot out of it. It's kind of like a therapy session for me, right? It's like I get to go talk about my problems and what I'm dealing with and what my hopes and my dreams and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then you guys, you know, just nod and take notes and stay silent and listen to me. And then, you know, tell me how much I'm dumb sometimes or how great it is sometimes. But, you know, just whatever. I dig it. I dig it. You guys don't call me dumb. Looks not to my face. I appreciate that. All right, let's get into it now. So here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about detail videos, painting videos, moving, my game room plan. I got something to show you guys about that. Loving what you do, and the next stage. So let's go on and get started. Detail videos. Are they helpful? Let me know. Seriously, like, feel free to even pause this unless you're driving and like, let me know what you think about my details videos. They require a little bit of work, obviously, because I have to, like, really read what I'm looking at, and then oftentimes I'll verify things and stuff like that and get a lot of images and whatnot. But they tend to do pretty well, too, view-wise. And hopefully that means that they're helpful. You know, I only have so many metrics I can judge. I can have people, the easiest thing is comments, right? If somebody says this was helpful, then I'm like, okay, good. I know this was helpful. But likes tend to help just because, you know, even if it wasn't a whole lot of views, if there's a lot of likes on it, obviously people liked that I posted it, which assumes that they're happy I posted it, which I assume means it's helpful. You see how I have to infer this kind of stuff? I don't make videos for me, like, ever. Like, that's not, I'm not the kind of person that's like, I want to make a video because it makes me happy and I just enjoy the creative process and saying that video is mine. Like, a lot of people enjoy that as, like, a hobby almost. But that's not me. You know, if it was just me, I'd just be playing and painting and not making videos, right? I do it because it helps other people and that in turn makes me feel good. That in turn gives me satisfaction. I've talked a little bit with you guys, I think I have, maybe I have, I don't know, about how I used to work retail. And, you know, it was a dinky, low-paying job. It wasn't skill-based. The management sucked. Hours sucked. Pay sucked. All that kind of stuff. And I was really kind of bitter about that at the time. But now that I have a job where I just, you know, program for a company to make the company, you know, be more efficient and save money and make money and all this kind of stuff, right? And I'm not interacting with people, at least not the general public and stuff like that. And it's all work-based. And I realize how much I miss that. That's what brings satisfaction to me, right? I'll be talking about, loving what you do in a little bit. So I won't get too into that, but regardless to say, if let me know if the detailed videos are helpful. Again, they take a little bit more work, but they tend to do pretty good view-wise, which means they're reaching more people, which is always nice. And not from like a money thing. Like, I don't make enough views to have that matter, right? Like, if you look at like your how much you make, right? And it's like, oh, it's like 7 cents or, you know, something like that. Like, the way you get money off YouTube ads is that's compounded with millions of views a week. And that that's just not what this channel is ever aiming to do. It's too niche, and that's fine. But if it helps people, then I think it's time well worth it. Okay, so on the flip side of that, painting videos. Oof. Okay, so I love miniatures. One of the reasons I think they're so neat isn't just because they're cool. I mean, you have cool art, right? I like Magic the Gathering, too. So it's not just like, oh, you know, minis or busts. But I always feel like they're miscredited, right? If I see a mini and I don't like it, and I say, oh, that mini from Kaman is bad. Well, Kaman didn't make that mini. An artist, some guy, some sculptor made it. And vice versa. If I say, oh, you know, the minis that Dimension Games are making in their Dawn of Madness, this is incredible. But Dimension Games isn't making that. A sculptor is normally freelance, more often than not, like a large percentage of it. And that guy doesn't always get credit. Now, I used to talk about this a lot, and they have started putting, like, the sculptor. Kaman's actually pretty good about this. Like, their name underneath the miniature, which is great. But in a large part, they're kind of the drummer of the band, right? They're in the back. They're in the dark. Without them, the music would not sound the same at all. I mean, I guess it depends on what music you're listening to, but in general. And yet, they don't really get the you know, the spotlight like the singer will, or even the guitarist, right? So I've always kind of felt like that, and I feel like one of the great ways to honor that is through painting. And I think there's no better flattery. Like, I cannot imagine making a sculpt and then having somebody enjoy it so much that they painted it. And they made a video about how to paint and how much they enjoyed this part and that part. Like, to me, I don't know if any sculptors have ever watched a painting video, or yes, especially one of mine, probably not. But to me, that's just like a really cool way to do it. So I really enjoy that. And I know it's very helpful for painters. I recall when I first started painting, and it hasn't been that long ago, I only painted stuff there was a video for, because I didn't have the self-confidence in me to just start painting. I followed their color rules, and I would go get their specific colors so that I painted it the exact same, because I was worried it would be too yellow or too brown, or, you know, whatever it might be. So videos helped me do it at all. Otherwise, I wouldn't have, right? I would have been worried I'd ruin it and stuff like that. So they were incredibly helpful for me, and I know they are for others too. So I do enjoy them. But my goodness, do they take a long time. So I uploaded a celestial one. I've had it filmed for a long time now. So long that if it was actually the old camera, the second camera got, not my original one, thankfully, but it's still, you know, the 26 minute max recording loop, you know, 4K, but not the best lens and wide, you know, all this kind of stuff, right? It's still good quality. Like, it'll look nice, but it is the older one. And there's 10 hours of footage, which hurts. Because that's so long to go through. So I want to do it, right? And you guys know, if I want to do something, I do it. But yeah, that's a lot of time investment. And the problem is, it's time I could be putting into other things, right? That's kind of the hard part. So I don't know if these are going to be my last two. I also have my Osworn one. If you guys aren't on the Discord, almost every single month we have a painting competition. Or at least every other month. Oftentimes we'll skip one, but either way, it's like hyper casual. You just take a picture of your mini unpainted, you know, like in front of the Discord message window or something like that, so we know the time. And though it's mostly off honor system anyway, and then you paint it and submit it, and somebody judges it. And typically you get like a mug or something fun like that. It's nothing major. Sometimes it is, but it's a fun thing to do because it drives you to finish a miniature, which some of us struggle to do. It strives for us to do things we haven't done. So for instance, in the last one I did a book where I had to freehand like writing on the book. I'd never done that kind of work before, so I wanted to kind of try that. So there's interesting things like that, had some OSO on it, that it makes a good excuse to do different things. But anyway, I filmed it, and I want to put that out there too. It's an Osworn miniature painting video, which I think would be kind of cool too. But again, it's hours and hours of work. And so it's one of those things where, you know, just trying to figure out when to do it. And I don't know if I'll have others. I enjoy it and I like it, but the editing time is quite large. Even if it's, I mean, it just, no matter what it kind of is, it just, there's not really a way around it that I would be satisfied with, right? You can speed it up, that's fine. You can trim out parts, that's fine. Though again, you're going through hours and hours and hours of footage doing it. But then, you got a list of paints too, and then you got to talk over it, and it just, there's a lot there. So I don't know if I'll be doing any more. I guess, give me your thoughts on that as well. The hard part is that, again, any time I put into that, I could have been putting into something else. That's always the hard part, is I only have so much time. And what do I do with that time to make the videos that people like and that help people and all that kind of stuff? Like, you know, what's the best there? Or doing back-end YouTube stuff, you know, sending out emails, contacts, getting stuff like that. I don't know. Moving on from that, we're going to talk about moving a little bit. So we might be moving here soon. We might be selling a little bit early. Again, it's all based off the market. The hard part about building a house is, you know, you don't move in until whatever, but you bought it, you know, like the price was locked in early on. So housing prices could fluctuate, right? So if I have to sell this home, you know, if I buy high, I want to sell high, right? Or higher. I don't want to buy high and sell low. And that could change, right? I mean, it's a retail market. So we might be moving sooner, in which case we'll have to get some kind of like rental of some kind. I got four kids, so I don't think an apartment's going to be viable. We'll probably have to rent a home. What that'll look like for the channel when it comes to where I film and how I film, I do not know. I will let you guys know. We'll see how that, we'll play it by ear, and you'll know week by week how that's going along. Definitely going to move at least within a month. We got to, you know, get this place up and running and make it viable to actually, you know, sell. So we'll be working on that too. The next one is a game room plant. So there is an image uploaded on this post. So if you haven't yet, be sure to check that out. I did a little kind of mocking around it to kind of plan how it'll look like. So what you'll see is kind of shelving on the walls. And those shelves are the exact size inches of a 4x4 Calyx, width-wise and depth-wise. So as you can see, it's a quite large room, and I'll be able to fit quite a few games there, I feel. I think that'll be healthy. If I need more space than that, I need to start selling more or giving away more or doing something. And some of that will be Warhammer stuff with, you know, terrain and whatnot. But that back, you know, towards like the windows, that back table is a Warhammer size table, you know, 6x4 kind of thing. So we could play Warhammer there. And then there's a spot for a gaming table, typical gaming table size. With some chairs. I don't have one of those yet, so I think that's probably a future investment. And then you'll see little painting desks in kind of the back where my wife and I can do our painting and whatnot, and then a little TV mount so we can put some on or something like that. I think it'll work out pretty good. The filming stuff I am going to be keeping in that closet, just kind of ready to pop out. There'll be a camera, an overhead camera, obviously, and I might need two if I don't know about how I'm going to do, if I'm going to do any Warhammer stuff, but at least over the game table. And then probably another one that's just kind of like, you know, mounted in such a way, and I can even mark off on the carpet, you know, okay, put it here, and that'll give me my angle, so I don't have to adjust it. One of the problems now is it's not just moving the camera that's behind my desk over, but it's then lowering it and then adjusting it. And you know, because they're at different angles where one's above my monitor and one's, you know, looking at the review. So it'll be nice just to have everything set up to where I can just film. I think that'll be great. It might be to where I, and again, I'll have to kind of play around and I'll see what I like for background. Maybe I move around. Maybe I stand in front of different shelves or whatever. I'm thinking the opposite wall of the TV might be nice, so I can actually put up the camera feed up there or notes on the TV or something like that. Maybe that'll work well. I'm not quite sure. I guess we'll play it by ear. I'll figure it out, but I think it'll work out well. I think it'll be nice. It'll be a lot more convenient than what I have now, that's for sure. So good to see that, and happy to share it with you guys now that I have at least a semi-plan. Okay, loving what you do. Well, I kind of already talked about this, so I kind of apologize for that. A little spoiler there, a little teaser, but I love doing these videos. I really do. I know, I think, was it just last week I was down? You know, I personally, me, like as a person, I default to happy, or I'll just wake up happy. And unless there's an excuse to not be happy, I'll be happy. And I can't hold on to, you know, like being angry or something like that, right? Like I've never been able to hold a grudge, and that sucks because sometimes I want to, but I can't. I default to this, which, you know, pros and cons to everything, of course, but in general, I'm happy about it because I'm always happy. No, but you know, some people, you know, default to, you know, kind of a muted state, and then can be happy if happy things are happening, or can be, you know, but they don't default to just happy for no apparent reason, like a crazy person like I do. Like, it's just what it is. But making these videos, like the fact that I wake up on a Saturday and I'm excited to record this for you guys, the fact that I wake up and I'm excited to start editing videos and making those and finishing those and doing that is awesome. Are there parts that I don't like? Yeah, yes, of course. Going through my email and spending hours sucks. Finding out that it's now, you know, 2 a.m. and I still have to edit my video for Friday, and then I upload it in a hurry and I forget to change the title like I did this time, sucks. But, you know, at 3 a.m. you make mistakes. So mistakes were made. I fixed it, thankfully, but nobody told me. If you see an issue with my video, by the way, just ping me, let me know. Say, hey, you forgot to freaking name it, and so it's named your file name, you idiot. And I will go and change that, no problem. Or if there's a timestamp issue or something like that, like, of course. But I love doing it. You know, it takes up a lot of time, and sometimes I get a little down about it, and sometimes I get frustrated with different things, especially, you know, industry stuff and whatnot. But just in general, doing what I do brings so much satisfaction. And I was watching a video, and it was talking about, would you take a 20% pay cut if you were able to leave your job that you dislike and do the thing that you love? And that's a cool question, I think, to ask. I think the 20% is kind of nice. Like, it's staying realistic to where it's like, well, obviously you can't just, like, you know, live in the slums and do this, right? Like, it's so it's still viable, but it's not as much. In other words, like, do you get the top of the line car or closer to base model kind of difference, right? It's like you still get the car, but it may not have all the bells and whistles, perhaps, right? But then what you do every single day you love. To be honest, my answer to that would be yes, I would, because I know what I would do, and it would be this. It'd be in a different form than this, right? Because I'd be full time, so I could do so much more. I could make this more official. I could run this more like a business, if that makes sense. And not like in a bad way. I know when I say business, I typically get a bad taste in my mouth, but you get what I'm saying. Like a legitimate effort. But yeah, I because it's so much more satisfying. So much more satisfying. I feel rewarded every time I see that people, and I know it sounds stupid, that put a like on the video. It's not because, oh, now I'll get more money because algorithm, like, it's not even a thought that comes in my mind. It's somebody somewhere out there that I've never met just watched a video that I made and enjoyed it so much they gave it a like. And that feeling that I hope at some point you guys either have or will get that situation where you'll put something out there. Maybe it's a review to a restaurant or something like that, and somebody responds saying, you just saved my date night, right? We were going to go here on a date. You know, it was our 10th anniversary, and you uploaded this review of this place, and you said that it's really great, but the lobster tail sucks. And you know what? We were going to get lobster tail, so thank you. Now, that doesn't happen very often, right? Normally, they read that, and then they just go about their day, and you'll never know. But when they take the time to then tell you that that was helpful, there's nothing else like it, at least for me. For me, like, it is almost goosebump inducing, like, just good feeling all around that something that you did made somebody's anniversary date night better or some junk like that. Like you don't even know the situation. You can't even fathom when you're writing this review that, oh, lobster tail's kind of so-so, that will make some happy couple somewhere in this world day better. Like, I don't know. It's cool. I love it. And I look forward to the day when I can make that switch. I've talked, I think, a little bit about planning things out. So we're moving on to the last topic, the next stage. I'm not going to go, you know, 5-year plan here or anything quite. Maybe kind of close. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Okay. So looking at how my channel has grown, which by the way, it's slowed down, and I think that's okay. I think sometimes things will ebb and flow. I think the industry is kind of ebbing and flowing, and, obviously what I'm doing is ebbing and flowing too, right? But then looking at Patreon and stuff like that too, and just kind of, you know, the growth of things, and then looking at my life and where we're at. So, you know, I won't have that gaming room for about a year. So the next stage is probably moving out of this place into a smaller place. And that might suck a little bit. I might be filming in a closet just for sound things. I don't know. We will figure it out. But then after that, we get to that, you know, kind of nice two, you know, video setup, game room situation. I soundproof that. It's got insulated walls, a solid core door. Like, it should help a lot. Right now I live in a hollow box, essentially, comparatively. So the sound should be really good. I think it'll be really nice. But then what's the next step after that, right? So I have a 15-year-old son that is growing every day. And at some point, somewhere down the line, hopefully sooner rather than later, and not because I don't love him, but because I want him to do what he needs to do in his life, we'll be moving out, right? I mean, 15, there's not that much longer, which frees up another room. I could make that maybe a filming location. I could maybe use that as storage. I could do all sorts of stuff. But, you know, that means he's also not eating so much food here. And so, like eventually as my kids move out, I will be a little bit freer to maybe make that 20% drop. That's kind of my thing. Now, I don't know when that'll happen, when I'll pull the plug. What I want to do now is not actually worry too much about that, because I think the step I do now is just focus on what I'm doing and just keep doing it and keep chugging away and keep grinding at that. And then that will in turn eventually make those dreams come true, right? Allow me to be in that position. So that's, I think, the overall goal, is to just not worry about that so much. It's coming up. It might be a few years out, and that's okay. Might be more than a few years out. It'll happen when it happens, if it happens. But the only way to get there regardless is to just keep on grinding. And so that's what I'm going to do. So that's, I guess, letting you guys know, that's my promise to you, that, you know, this is not going away. This is definitely something I'm going to keep trying to do my best at and keep building these skills. It's definitely a whole lot of different skills. There's thumbnail skills. So I do photo editing. I do video editing. I do scripting. I do planning. I do all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's a multifaceted jack of all trades kind of position I'm in. And, you know, we'll see where that leads, of course. But for now, I'm just going to keep doing what I love, which was the subject right before this. So anyway, thanks for hearing me ramble. I hope you like the sound of what's coming up, right? Maybe some more detail videos. There's going to be at least 2 painting videos sometime when I can edit that. I'll be getting lots of shipments here soon. I think I will get Osworn in time for some good stuff there. So looking forward to that. Twist Fables right around the corner. There's a lot of stuff coming. Just a matter of when, and they tend to come in like batches too. There's gonna be a few more speed reviews I'm gonna be doing. I already have one planned, so I think again, future's bright. There's a lot going on, a lot of exciting possibilities, and the doors are just opening and more are being added as opposed to closing. So I really am happy about that, and that in large part is thanks to you guys. You guys probably skip it because you're tired of hearing it every single intro to the video, and that's fine. That's your choice to skip it, but it's going to stay there because I do think it's important to upfront be honest with all of you guys that, like, without Patreon, none of this would, all the doors would be closed. This would not happen. And that's again, thanks to you guys. I would have to focus on what got more clicks and work out ways that I could just, you know, get money, whether it's working with a company, maybe even a game developer or something like that, to make that happen. And I don't have to do that. And that's, again, all because of you guys. So really, really great to have you here. And like I said, I just love chatting with you guys. So that's it. That's all I had. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. I really do. Enjoy it. Live it to its fullest. This is the only August, middle August weekend you will have of 2021. Live it to its most. Whatever that means. All right. I'm going to go and do that as well. Actually, I'm going to be doing some work. I work on Saturdays, as you know, on the channel. So happy to do that. I'll talk to you guys again really soon. Bye, guys.